And this first, well, actually, it's our second virtual Christmas Eve service. And as beautiful as it was earlier this evening, I must say I did miss having the energy of people in the room.
Oh, that's right. My sound doesn't work.
So hopefully you can see a little bit of the sanctuary behind Roseanne and me, and remember how special it is to worship on Christmas Eve in this beautiful space. So just sit back and enjoy. We're glad that you've welcomed us into the comfort of your homes. And there may be some quiet places in this service of worship. Do not fear. We're still leading. We're just giving people a chance to breathe and to be present to as we remember and celebrate this sacred story of Christ's birth in and among us. So again, welcome, Merry Christmas, and Andrea will begin us with a prelude. Beautiful start to our service, and Roseanne, as is our tradition here, will ring our bell three times. I'm not going to let her sit down. She's going to go to the Advent wreath and light the Christ candle. After I complete the reading, I invite you, as you are continue to stay muted, to respond, O come, Emmanuel. from Isaiah. The Lord will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us. O come, Emmanuel. This is a service of lessons and carols, and the first lesson is from the book of Isaiah in chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Once in royal David city stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. And his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly lived on earth our Savior holy. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children on to the place where he is born. Not in that poor holy stable
The second reading is from Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established, it shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all of the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. And the third reading is from Luke's Gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
While the shepherds watch their flocks, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around. While shepherds watch their flocks, glory, glory shone around. Fear not, send me for mighty dread, and seize their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. Glad tidings of great joy to you and mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. A Savior, a Savior is born to us this day. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never.
Fourth reading is from John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Come swiftly and run. Christ is born, tell the folk of the village. Jesus is sleeping in his cradle. Ah, ah, beautiful is the mother. Ah, ah, beautiful is her son. Hasten now, good folk of the village. Hasten now, the Christ child to see. We'll find him asleep in a manger. Quietly come and whisper softly, hush, hush, beautiful now he slumbers. Hush, hush, beautiful now he sleeps. Who is that knocking on the door? Who is it knocking like that? Open up, we've arranged a platter, lovely cakes that we have brought here. Knock, knock, open the door for us. Knock, knock, let's celebrate. It is wrong when the child is sleeping. It is wrong to talk so loud. Silence now as you gather around, lest your noise should waken Jesus. Hush, hush, see how he slumbers. Hush, hush, see how fast he sleeps.
Ultimately, the only thing that gets us through life is a knowledge deep inside of ourselves that we are known and that we matter to someone, at least. But I think even more, we want to feel like we matter to the whole. And we know that we are so small, an infinitesimal part of this vast creation, this vast universe. But even then, there's something in us that needs to know that we count. Small as our contribution might be, that it has meaning, that our being here is cherished and it's purposeful. And isn't this what Christmas tells us? Isn't this why Christmas is still magical and still holds such an important place in our hearts? We're told that the source of everything, that which holds hundreds of billions of galaxies across an expanse so vast that we can't even begin to imagine, that unimaginable one has entered into this tiny planet in the form of a human infant, needing the care and the love of parents just to survive. And somehow the juxtaposition of these two opposites, the source of all that exists in a tiny, vulnerable baby, breaks through our usual intellectual defenses and our shut down hearts, and it reveals to us longings that we did not even know we had. A longing to be known. A longing to be loved. We live in a culture that we have had some role, some small role in helping to create, of anonymity, of indifference, sometimes even of hostility. And our world can communicate such horrible messages to us that, you know, we're not really that important, we're expendable, that the world will get along perfectly well without us. We're reminded time and again how we don't measure up according to other people's standards. And we carry this message around that somehow we think we're deficient, that we're not successful enough, we're not intelligent enough, we're not attractive enough, that our ideas or viewpoints are faulty, and sometimes even that our experience isn't valid. And the message communicated to us is that if we just work hard enough, right, if we listen to the right voices, we might eventually get it right and be worthy of someone's time and concern, perhaps maybe even God's. But then we come to Christmas, and we listen again to the story, and we realize that even God has come as a baby. So that before God in human form or any of us had accomplished a single thing or made a good decision or a poor decision or developed good habits or bad habits or demonstrated virtue or vice, there was simply the divine presence just lying there, needing and longing to be touched and loved and cared for and fed and changed and, yes, even burped and rocked to sleep in a pair of loving arms. God is right there at the beginning point we all share. And those of us fortunate enough to have held an infant know of the visceral presence of God in this vulnerable, tiny child. Infinity meets intimacy. God in human form, the holy in the ordinary. This tremendous power in vulnerability. This is the Christmas story, and it's the story of all of us as well. And Christmas helps us to see it, to feel it in our bones, and perhaps even to live into it, to live in hope, because we begin to know that we are known. And that somehow we matter deeply. that we are loved. It's true, and we never tire of hearing it. I've experienced the angels at the births that I have been fortunate enough to know. I have felt the divine presence. I've seen the holy glow. I've been moved to tears because our hearts know that God is not distant, but is right here, right now, in this very moment. And not because we are exceptional, but simply because we are. So just like 2,000 years ago, I believe that the angels have gathered in mass. And they are hoping upon hope that we will finally see it and grasp it and take it to heart. That God has come. That we are bearers of the divine, that we are the ones who are sent to love the world into an awareness of God's presence. And we do this not by so much by what we do, but by who we are. So, sisters and brothers, will we have the courage to peel away all of those layers of ourselves that get in the way? And in our naked vulnerability, reveal to the world the Christ that dwells within. May it be so. Merry Christmas. Amen. So we'll have an offertory throughout these months of COVID and virtual worship. We've been doing virtual offerings and are grateful always for the tremendous support that we've had in these past 9 months. So it's just an invitation for us to be deeply present to the mystery and the grace and the beauty of this moment, even amid its sadnesses and losses. Let us relax into that presence that holds us just as it held the Christ child, and bask in the good news of God's grace and love for us all. So we've come to the highlight of the service, where we'll be lighting candles. If you have candles, please participate at home. If not, just through your memory and imagination, participate with Roseanne and myself here in the sanctuary. Roseanne's going to go now and turn off the lights here in the sanctuary, and we'll come back and light our candles, and then Andrea will, she's recorded Silent Night, and we'll sing along with her from our home. First stanza of Silent Night, and then hum, and at the end each verse, we lift our candles in the air. So, sisters and brothers, it's wonderful to see you tonight in this way, to hold the space for all of you in this beautiful place, in the hopes that we'll be together in this space next Christmas Eve. We wish that you will be safe and careful, full of care, but trusting and open to the deep experience of the truth of God's love that sees us, that knows us, that values us, that cherishes us as daughters and sons. So may the light of the Christ child shine brightly in your hearts this day and the days to come. God's blessing to you all. Amen. And if you would like, feel free to unmute yourselves and wish each other a Merry, Merry Christmas. Thank you all. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
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 Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Mimi. Merry Christmas,
Roseanne. Merry Christmas to you all.
Yes, God to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
Blessed Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.